Sure. During 2020, 278 people have been systematically murdered in 70 massacres in Colombia, including local and indigenous leaders, which we consider could be classified as crimes against humanity within the jurisdiction of the International Criminal Court. The Inter-American Commission on Human Rights recently observed that the Colombian state does not report significant progress in identifying the structures of criminal participation. The systematic killing that is currently being carried out in Colombia against Afro-Colombians, local peasant communities, indigenous peoples, and nationals in general is reinforced by a system of structural impunity, since its intellectual and material leaders take for granted that their criminal actions will never be prosecuted by national operators of justice. Political leadership inciting violence online against indigenous peoples does not receive any sanction neither. The current national government is carrying out a process of dismantling the rule of law by concentrating all public powers in the executive. The government of President Iván Duque has co-opted all the control organisms, the Attorney General's Office, the Controller General of the Republic, and the Office of the Ombudsman. In addition, President Duque has political control over the Congress. In any country, an absolute accumulation of powers in a single instance would allow that state to be classified as a dictator. A full version of this statement is being sent to the International Criminal Court Prosecutor Office by the 10th of December 2020. Colombian lives matter. Thanks for your attention.